This recording, Norway 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease. Which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an incendiary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Hamar, Norway, which is on the east of Norway, a little north of Oslo, our capital. I lived with my mom and my dad, my brother Mikael, which is 2 years older than me, and our dog Olea. Every morning I went to morning practice at a pool that's close to our house. It's called Ankerskogen, and it's by a forest, which is close to our house also. I could walk there, and after morning practice I always walk to class, and our school is the only high school in our town, so all the people I knew went there. After class, I went home, and my best friend, I always walked with her because she was my neighbor, and we used to hang out in the evenings and do homework. If we had time, we went shopping at a shopping mall in our town, which is called Moxie. We could also walk there, but normally we would drive, and we always got coffee and went shopping in different stores like H&M and a store named Cubus, which had underwear. And after that, we went home. Hello, hvordan går det? Vi på vei hjem nå. Har du lyst til å finne på noe etterpå? Ring meg. Okay, ha det.